This is JIS News. Coming up, General Consumption Tax Amendment No. 2 Act passed in the House of Representatives. Agriculture Ministry to embark on AgriParks expansion program and private sector companies urged to partner with the government to provide more employment opportunities for persons with disabilities. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The General Consumption Tax Amendment No. 2 Act was passed in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The bill seeks to amend the General Consumption Tax GCT Act in order to introduce a GCT accounting regime which would provide for a group of entities being treated as a single taxpayer with approval from the Commissioner General. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips, in piloting the legislation, said the amendment will be limited to groups operating in banking and financial services. Dr. Phillips explains that the initiative is limited to financial entities because the law as it stands restricts the range of activities in which these entities can become involved.
This whole adjustment is intended to enhance the competitiveness or to allow entities to benefit from the improvements in competitiveness within the Jamaican economic space, and at the same time to facilitate the influx of activities, transactions, processes and jobs for Jamaica that would otherwise not be feasibly located in Jamaica.
The bill was passed with one amendment. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will be embarking on an AgriParks expansion program over the next 5 years. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the ministry has identified 8,000 hectares of agricultural land owned by the government for the establishment of AgriParks in Western Jamaica.
In that regard, we will be engaging the Ministry of Finance and Planning, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, to mobilize funding for the implementation of 4 new AgriParks in the next financial year. And these agroparks will be located in Western Jamaica. That is in the areas of Enfield in Westmoreland, Shetland in Hanover, and Mafuta and Sunderland in St. James.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the launch of Eat Jamaican Month 2014 in downtown Kingston Wednesday. A number of communities have been sensitized about the development of the Ebola Treatment Center at the National Chest Hospital in St. Andrew. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson led a team including Permanent Secretary Dr. Kevin Harvey and Chairman of the Board of the Southeast Regional Health Authority Dr. Andre Cook at a community sensitization meeting Tuesday. The Ebola Treatment Center is being fully equipped to manage any possible cases of Ebola in Jamaica. A similar facility is under construction at the Cornwall Regional Hospital. These will be the only two facilities which will provide treatment to persons who may become infected with the Ebola virus if it enters the island. In response to concerns raised by community members about any possible danger of having such a treatment center in a populated area, Dr. Harvey said the systems that are in place meet international standards. He adds that the ministry will ensure that persons living in the vicinity are protected. Communities represented at the sensitization meeting included Barbican Terrace, Barbican, Hope, Pastures, Standpipe, Mona, Cedar Valley, and Ravinia. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is urging more private sector companies to partner with the government to provide employment for persons with disabilities. The minister says 10% of those individuals who benefit from employment training opportunities under the National Youth Service programs each year are persons with disabilities. In spite of the training, however, the majority are passed over for employment opportunities.
But from where we sit as the Ministry of Youth and Culture, we've been training young people and we ask that persons take them and work with them after the training.
Minister Hanna is also encouraging Jamaicans to volunteer at children's homes and make a greater effort to socialize with children with disabilities. This, she says, will eliminate the stigma associated with members of this community. The minister was speaking at the 9th Caribbean Child Research Conference 2014, held at the Jamaica Conference Center Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.